Pajita Yamlu Yinda. I'm Grace McCarthy Grogan, and you're listening to another Short Black for the Take It Black podcast. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a very big basketball fan and love everything that has to do with it, especially when it comes to mob. San Antonio Spurs guard and proud Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander man, Patty Mills, recently announced the Indigenous Basketball Australia Initiative, which will be launching next year. IBA will focus on fundamental skills development and competitions by facilitating programs in regions across Australia. Here's what Patty had to say.
It's been a long time coming, I think, for us to, make an impact within our sport, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, especially kids. Basketball is the most participated sport for Indigenous kids or adults 15 years and above. But there just seems to be a drop-off when it comes to, being able to create that opportunities and create those pathways into, state teams, national teams, and obviously elite level type of stuff. So it's been something that, has been in the works for a long, long time. There's backbones of it come from, the club that I grew up playing in with what my mum and dad had started with Shadows and some other people involved as well. It's one of those things that we've created for the sport of basketball as I think there needs to be a greater influence at that elite level for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But also just to try and make an impact on the main issues in life and trying to create a safe environment for our next generation and for our kids. In terms of, capacity building, it's also something I believe that, the community or the people within the community throughout Australia, when they're involved in the program, they'll be able to feel like, they have ownership in something that's theirs, and something that is accepting to who they are and what they believe in their culture, which is essentially what we're all about at Indigenous Basketball Australia. So it's very exciting. I'm very pumped for it and can't wait for it to get underway.
Is there any partners with you in this?
Yeah, that's the thing that we're looking forward to. At the moment, it's just been our in-house team that have put this together, and we will be going out there and looking for partners to be able to get involved, because, like I said, I think this is a national thing. It's obviously the national body for Indigenous basketball throughout the country. So to be able to get people that are involved for the right reasons and to be able to make real change in this space, I think is an important partnership. But again, it's not one of those things that we're necessarily, looking for just to be a part of. We're very cautious in who we're partnering with, because we're trying to make a positive impact on lives here, essentially.
Yeah, nice. Is there any certain communities where you're going to start it out next year to build it up first? Or
yeah, for sure. Look, we've got a very comprehensive plan around IBA and what we're planning to roll out. This is for the big picture, the long run type of stuff, and we do want to be able to get to a stage that kind of implements and complements the current system that exists at the moment within Basketball Australia, within the NBL, and with also the Australian Olympic team as well. So we want to be able to see ourselves as something that can get to that level to be able to create those opportunities and those pathways. But just like anywhere, you've got to start at some stage first and then kind of build from there. But I think the key message is knowing that, we plan to to be in a lot of communities throughout Australia in a lot of different regions, and you know, for people to understand that and know that, it's exciting for me to share, but you know, at the same time, it's hopefully something that everyone can get behind too and feel a part of. The main messages of what IBA has been said about IBA is just those, you know, being able to put ourselves in a situation to make a positive impact on lives of our people and our mob throughout the whole country. Whether you're in big cities, whether you're in your remote communities, whether you're in less privileged situations, these opportunities and pathways are going to be there for you. And you know, as I, you know, share my experiences with people in America, you know, there's concerns that I have with my own people and my own families back home in Australia. So this is all about creating opportunities, you know, and just trying to you know, make the most out of the situation I'm in at the moment, I guess. So very exciting. I think for me to start with basketball and in sport is something natural. But what we're really trying to make an impact here is obviously goes much beyond basketball. But if basketball can be that vehicle to drive towards change for you know, the rest of the country, then that's what we're trying to do. So yeah,
that was NBA star Patty Mills discussing his latest initiative, Indigenous Basketball Australia. I'm Grayson McCarthy Gregan, and thank you for listening to another Short Black for the Take It Black podcast. Yamalu, Bawajibara. Take It Black.